Order.
The week in the House ended without MPs voting against their pay increase, putting that off till next week, while asking TVNZ to justify a 37% pay rise for its chief executive. That's Kevin Kenrick, now a million-dollar man, thanks to bonuses pushing his base salary up from around $720,000 a year. He was appearing before the Commissaire Committee for TVNZ's annual financial review with his chairman, Wayne Warden, who said the board had taken independent advice before setting the chief executive's pay.
That advice clearly takes into account market trends and market payment bands.
The chairman said the $720,000 paid to Mr. Kenrick in 2013 was just his base salary.
So it did not include any incentive payment, which in fact was picked up in the following year, last year's report. So you don't have an apples with apples situation.
Asked to justify the 37% rise when others were only getting 1 or 2%, Mr. Walden repeated that TVNZ's top salary was in line with the market.
And it's pretty important. I mean, if we want to attract, you know, top people to these positions, I mean, we really do have to take into account of what the market pays.
From scrutiny of the financial rewards for state television bosses to the question of what happened to the bill cutting MPs' pay increase, introduced on Monday to be passed under urgency this week. It's now down at number 7 on the government's order paper, prompting this question for the Leader of the House, Gerry Brownlee, from his opposition shadow, Chris Hipkins.
Mr. Speaker, I wonder whether the Leader of the House could advise us whether the government has any intentions to progress matters regarding members' remuneration during the next week, and whether in fact he envisages that replacing Members' Day that would normally be scheduled for Wednesday.
Honourable Gerry Brownlee.
Mr. Speaker, it is most definitely the government's intention to progress that legislation. It's not the government's intention for it to impede Members' Day.
Then it was on to question time and day 3 in the Battle of the Bridges on the road to Northland.
This government has spent $750 million on Northland roads, some 40% more than the Labor government did in the same period of time. We back Northland, unlike the Labor Party in New Zealand First.
Transport Minister Simon Bridges, and in the red corner, his Labour shadow, Phil Twyford.
Why is he trying to deceive the people of this country about his cuts to the road funding in Northland?
It wasn't long before Phil Twyford became the first person to be ordered from the chamber this year for waving a photograph of a National Party billboard and a pig. Now to the committee rooms for this report from Rhys Lyon.
The tree that's been hogging all the headlines in Auckland Kauri at threat from developers got mention at the Local Government and Environment Committee's annual review of the Department of Conservation. Green MP Eugenie Sage asked DOC Director General Lou Sanson if he had considered enacting a heritage order to protect the tree, but Mr. Sanson said that wasn't likely.
A heritage order takes DOC straight down the path of purchasing the property. It's not something that we're choosing to do at the moment. I had a good talk to Auckland City Council about that last night, but I don't know what that property would cost, and would you say that was a good use of conservation money to be purchasing a private property?
DOC's Director General did, however, talk up the positives of the public's interest in the kauri.
I think the lone kauri issue in Auckland has been a flashpoint for, if you like, kauri is Auckland's kiwi. And it's been incredible to see social media and the number of people that have responded to that issue. And just talking to Auckland City Council last night and just saying, you know, how do we actually flow this enthusiasm in to our issue of kauri dieback? I believe the greatest advances are going to be made in science, and some of the phosphate injections we're able to make into trees is going to help us. Some of the boardwalk work is going to help us. The new signage, the work that Ministry of Primary Industry is doing on communication and advocacy. So we're at early days yet. The money starts, the real money starts flying on 1 July, but we intend to hit the ball running.
Department of Conservation Director General Lou Sanson speaking to the Local Government and Environment Committee.
That's report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.